Welcome back to Cliacar and the Parsha of Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha Titzaveh. We have just a very quick comment of the Cliacar, which is very interesting, regarding the Avnei Shoham, the shoulder stones of the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, the apron of the high priest. And it says, in Perk Chof Ches Pasuk Tes, V'lekachta Eshte Avnei Shoham, you shall take these two shoulder stones, really the Avnei Shoham, they're often translated as shoulder stones, but shoham is actually a particular type of stone. It even shows up on the Choshen. It says, Ufi tachta alehem, Shemos b'nei Yisrael, you should carve into them the names of the Jewish people. And it continues, meaning the Shvatim, six of the tribes are going to be on one of the stones, which is going to be on one shoulder, and the other will be six will be on the other shoulder. And the little passage ends off that Venos Aaron Eshmosem lifnei Hashem Ashtek Seifav Lezikaron. Aaron, who's wearing it, will then carry these the names of the Jewish people before Hashem on the two shoulders, on his two shoulders, Lezikaron, as a remembrance. The Cliacar is going to deal with why we have these two stones on his shoulders, why in particular they're called Shoham stones, why is Shoham stone chosen, why are the names of the Shvatim on them. Cliacar says that very briefly, just regarding this piece, meaning he speaks more at length about how different aspects of the Mishkan are atonement for Chet Ha'Egel. And he says in particular, this piece, and I'm going towards the end of his comment, this piece is an atonement for the breaking of the Luchos. He says, L'chaper al shtei avnei ha'luchos shnishtabru, to atone for the two Luchos that were broken. Why? Because what happened is that when the Luchos were broken, so this caused separation between all the parties involved. There was, meaning it was supposed to be that Hashem would give the Luchos to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. So you kind of have these four parties. There's Hashem, who wants to give the Luchos to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. And when the Luchos are broken, so for the Luchos are not in the picture anymore. They're broken into pieces. Hashem and Klal Yisrael are not connected as they're supposed to through the Luchos, and Moshe has no job. Moshe's out of a job, because his job was to connect Hashem and Klal Yisrael through the Luchos. So what's happening over here, says the Cliacar, is that the situation is being rectified through the Avnei Shoham. And that's why the Avnei Shoham, the imagery of it is two stones, two large stones on his shoulders. One on one shoulder, one on the other, that corresponds to the Luchos. So that is that party. But what about the other party? So of course, the names of Klal Yisrael are written in, they're carved into these two new luchos, you can call it, these two new tablets, these two new stones. You have the names of the Jewish people on them. Okay. Furthermore, he says that the word shoham is the letters, shin hei mem, could be arranged to be Hashem, the name, a reference to Hashem himself, as we often call him. It's a reference to Hashem. Also, it's the same letters as the name Moshe. So we have the Avnei Shoham could also be seen as the Avnei Hashem or the Avnei Moshe, the stones of Moshe, the stones of Hashem. And it's on these stones that the names of the Jewish people are carved in. So we have two stones, i.e. the Luchos, the names of Klal Yisrael on them. And the names of the stones, they're called Avnei Shoham, which could, same letters as Hashem and same letters as Moshe. So this is reuniting all the parties together. It's an atonement for that. And of course, the whole problem was that they forgot about Hashem. As Cliacar says it, Shakhu Kel Moshiyam, he's a paraphrasing a pasuk in Tehillim. And because of that, Hashem also forgot them, for so to speak, he forsook them. And after this kapara, then hopefully they're going to be able to remember each other, that they'll be remembered favorably before Hashem, and they'll be mindful of Hashem as well. And this is why it ends off, as gam hima yu, he says, al shtei ksefav zikaron. It's going to be a remembrance for them. It's that their names are before Hashem, but it's going to be a remembrance for him and for them, that they're going to be mindful of each other. They're going to be thinking about Hashem, Hashem will be thinking about him. And of course, the stones that are shoham, or Moshe stones, are what's holding it all together.